Hey, this is Q, the cash gifting expert, www.thecashgiftingexpert.com. If you still haven't read up on my story yet, you can go check out my website. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about EchoSolve, being economically sovereign. EchoSolve is the short term. I'm going to talk to you about living that lifestyle. I truly believe that, especially when it comes to money, if you're going to, you know, teach someone, you're going to put yourself in this position of being the leader, and you're going to teach someone how to be wealthy, that, you know, you have to be able to prove that you can make your own philosophy work. There's a lot of people out there talking about, hey, join my program, you can make $20,000, $30,000 a month, and, you know, you could quit your job and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, if you're someone who's not full-time in the business, you still have a job, and whatever program you're pushing, you're doing it on the side. How in the hell can you tell someone that they can quit their job and make all this money and you're not even doing it? So this lifestyle that I'm talking about, this EchoSolve lifestyle of being economically sovereign, is something now that I've been doing for 14 years. It's not some new concept that I just came up with. I've been living this lifestyle for 14 years, and I want to talk to you about it because it's something that I want for you. If you're joining this program, or if you're looking at joining, and you're someone who's saying, well, you know, if I could just get an extra $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month, you know, to help out with a car note and a mortgage or something like that, I'm telling you now, what I have is not for you. You should not be looking to join. What I have is for someone who's looking to make a substantial amount of money to a point where they can actually quit their job, replace their income, and everything that they do in life when it comes to money, they can pay in full. Not using a credit report, not doing a mortgage, not doing any leases, any kind of financing, any kind of pay plan. I'm talking about being able to do whatever you want, when you want, and pay for it in full. So let me just give you some scenarios of things that I've done. If you've been to my other website, I'm pretty sure you saw the pictures of one of my vehicles, a yellow Lamborghini. It was a picture of my wife's Himalayan cat walking all over the back of it. That vehicle was $274,000. I walked into the dealership. I grabbed any salesman because it doesn't matter to me, right? And I said, hey, I like this Lamborghini here. You know, I want to test drive it. Test drove the vehicle, fell in love with it, came back to the dealership and said, you know, I want this one. I want it in yellow. This is everything I want in it, and I'm paying for it in full. Now, I had to order the car. It took about, I think, maybe 7 months because, you know, it's a handmade vehicle. It doesn't exist until you order it. Now, I mean, they had some there sitting on the lot, but it wasn't the color that I wanted, and it didn't have everything in it that I wanted. So most of the time, these things are ordered directly from the factory, and they are handmade. The only thing that's already done is the shell. Everything else, completely hand-done. So what I did was I had to give them a $25,000 deposit. So wrote them a check for $25,000, ordered the vehicle. When it came in, I think it was like 6 or 7 months later, I paid the balance in full and drove it out of there. I didn't have to, you know, fill out this long application putting everybody in my business, you know, telling them how much money I make a year, and then they got to check my credit report and, you know, see if I've been paying my bills on time and, you know, see if they want to approve me. I approve myself. And I do this any time that I want. I bought another vehicle, a Bentley, $37,000 altogether, $437,000, Bentley Azure. did the same thing, except I had to write a check for $50,000 deposit. And again, I had to wait about 6 or 7 months for that vehicle. And again, it's a handmade vehicle. I said, hey, I want this one. This is everything I want in it. I'm paying in full. Here's a deposit. Call me when it comes in. Vehicle came in. I paid the balance in full. And you know what? Now that I'm talking about this, this reminds me of a video that someone brought to my attention. I'm not going to talk about what program this was for, but there's a guy out there who has this video on his website. He's pushing this program. You know, he's mailing out postcards, supposedly making all this money, and he's showing people that he purchased a Porsche and that he paid for it in full. Now, I just looked at the video out of curiosity because someone sent it to me. Now, I'm looking at this video, and, you know, this guy is leaving his house. He's going to this dealership, and he's talking to this salesman, of which it seems like he has this very buddy-buddy relationship with this salesman, like he knows the guy off camera, and it was all set up. And, you know, he's looking at these Porsches on the lot, and he's telling the guy, yeah, you know, I want this one here. And then the camera, you know, cuts right to him writing out this check for the vehicle, and then it shows the salesman, excuse me, give this guy the keys, and he drives off, and, you know, he goes home. Now, I'm not saying that this guy isn't making any money. And I'm not saying that the guy didn't really buy the vehicle. I don't know. But as a person who's really doing this stuff, me, myself, I just think it was very misleading how he showed this stuff. And to me, it was just a little unbelievable, and let me tell you why. Anytime that you are going to purchase a vehicle from a dealership, especially an exotic, you're going to buy a Bentley, a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, Bugatti, whatever it is that you're talking about getting, right? When you're going to buy a vehicle like that, like I said, you're going to have to give them a very substantial deposit to buy the vehicle. And you can write out a check for that because you're going to be waiting 6, 7, maybe even 9 months to even get this vehicle, depending on you know, the waiting list to get it done. Because again, those are handmade vehicles; they don't exist until you put in the order. So you can write out a check. This gives them time to verify that check, make sure it doesn't bounce, and once it clears, they actually push that order through. Now, when you're talking about coming back to pick up that vehicle, or maybe the vehicle's just sitting there and you decided to just buy whatever's on the lot, if it was $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, and you're going to bring it home that particular day, the only way in any scenario, whether you write out a check and then you come back and pay the balance, or you just pay the whole thing that particular day and it's something on the lot and you drive it off, excuse me, to actually leave with that vehicle, a dealership will never, never, ever accept a handwritten check from you. Trust me. I've done this many times, over 14 years. In the last 14 years, I've purchased 15 vehicles. I know what I'm talking about. Trust me. You cannot leave the dealership by giving them a handwritten check. You either have to do a wire transfer for the full amount, and that doesn't even matter if you were going to do, let's say I know some people who, you know, they go to their credit unions, you know, for their job, and their credit unions will probably give them a loan for a vehicle that they want, and the credit union will actually give them a check to pay the dealership for the entire amount, or the credit union will do a wire transfer for you for the entire amount, and then you start paying the credit union back. So if you don't have a cashier's check or if you don't do a wire transfer, the dealership will not allow you to leave with that vehicle. So that's why I said, you know, you probably even know what I'm talking about. You probably saw this video. To me, it's very misleading. To me, it's unbelievable. A dealership is not going to do that. The second thing is there was nothing shown of the more business side of what goes on when you buy a vehicle, period, a brand-new vehicle. I don't care if it was only maybe a $20,000, $30,000 vehicle. First time you go to the dealership and you purchase, you know, you want to do a test drive and then you're sitting down and you're hammering out numbers and you're telling the salesman what you want, you're going to be dealing directly with the salesman. When you come back to the dealership to actually pick up that vehicle, you're no longer really dealing with the salesman, but for one thing, they're going to actually do the delivery. You know, they're going to go through the vehicle with you, make sure you know how to use everything and give you the manuals and all of that kind of stuff. But before you actually leave with that vehicle, then you deal with the business manager. You know, they take you into this little office. If you've purchased a new car before, you know that I'm not lying. You know what I'm talking about. And this is where you got to sign a ton of paperwork, and then you got to give them that cashier's check, or, you know, they have to confirm that your wire transfer came through, and, you know, you got to sign off on your temp plate and all of that kind of stuff. I didn't see any of that stuff in the video, which, again, it was just very misleading to me trying to make someone think that, you know, you have this program making all this money, and you just walked into a dealership and wrote a check for a car, and they took it. I don't believe it. But anyway, I'm going to move on. Like I said, I've given you examples of a couple of things that I've done of where I pay for vehicles in full. In the last 14 years, I've purchased 15 vehicles, and every single one I've paid for in full and did the same process. Let's talk about vacations. My 10th wedding anniversary, and you probably know about this because if you're on my newsletter, I sent out an email about, you know, I was leaving and I was going to be in Hawaii for a couple of weeks. So if you're trying to reach me, leave a voicemail. I'll get back to you. You know, I talked about my whole anniversary trip. But I went to Hawaii for 2 weeks. Anniversary trip, you know, me, my wife, took on my children. I even brought other family members with me. We made it a big celebration, right? We stayed in the presidential suite at the rate of $5,000 a night. I want you to add that up. $5,000 a night for 2 weeks. Now, we're just talking about the hotel alone, right? The hotel alone, $70,000 just for the hotel stay, paid for in full. Between hotel, airfare, breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day, and then, of course, we did some shopping before we left. You know, we took all new clothes on a trip. I spent over $100,000. Everything paid for in full. Nothing on a credit card, you know. Paid for in full. Who do you know who's doing cash gifting that's making that kind of money, that's able to do something like that? Who do you know who's doing any work-at-home business program where they're even talking about doing stuff like that? Everybody's talking about making money, and they're talking about, yeah, make extra money to help you out with bills. Let me tell you right now, again, if that's what you're looking to do, you're in the wrong place, because that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a completely different lifestyle where you can afford to pay for anything that you want. Anything that you want to do, You don't need a credit card. You don't need a credit report. Screw that. You approve yourself. Let me give you another scenario. First home that I built, $1.5 million. Gave the builder 100 grand up front, start building. When the house was done, I paid the balance in full, $1,400,000. Paid the balance in full. Didn't need to get a mortgage, no payment plan, didn't have to worry about, you know, filling out credit applications and all of that. And if you've ever tried to get a mortgage before, if you have a mortgage right now, you already know that you have to jump through a ton of hoops to get a mortgage. I mean, they want to know everything down to your underwear size in order for you to get a mortgage. I didn't have to go through any of that. I approved myself, paid for it in full. Second house I built, $3 million. Went through the same process. Paid for in full. These are the kind of things that I'm talking about doing. This is what I'm looking for you to do. Because this is what I do. This is my lifestyle. I'm not going to bring you something that I'm not doing myself. And if you're looking for the type of income where you can have $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, over $100,000 a month rolling in, then you can live a lifestyle like that. And again, we're talking about all cash coming to your front door. Being economically sovereign is a very powerful feeling. Being able to just walk into any car dealership you want. I mean, I want you to think about this right now. Forget, you know, trying to be like me and buying a $200,000, $300,000 car. Maybe you just want a $40,000 luxury car. I've helped people do that before. Let's say you want to walk into a Lexus dealership. And you want a $40,000 Lexus, $50,000 Lexus, and you want to pay for it. I want you to imagine tomorrow walking into that dealership, grabbing any salesman, and saying, listen, I like this one here. This is the color I want. I want it loaded. And right now I'm going to write you a check for a deposit because, hey, maybe it's not on a lot. Go ahead and order it. And I'm paying for it in full. First of all, the salesman is going to be as happy as hell. Know why? He doesn't have to go through the hassle of checking your credit and trying to get you approved. And the fact that you know exactly what you want and you're paying in full, it's the easiest deal ever, right? I want you to imagine the power of that. How would that make you feel? And when you come back and pick up that vehicle, you hand them that cashier's check, or you do a wire transfer, it's paid for in full, you drive it out of there, no stress, no car note. Only thing you're paying for is insurance. Imagine that feeling. Imagine being able, right now, say your family's growing, you need a new house. Hey, maybe you don't even have a house now. Maybe you're in an apartment. Imagine being able to go look at a $500,000 house. Forget a, you know, $1 million, $2 million. Let's say you want a house for maybe $400,000, $500,000, $600,000. Imagine being able to go look at that house, right? And the same day you tell your real estate agent, hey, I'm ready to cut a deal. This is the price I want to pay. You bang out the negotiation and you say, I'm paying in full. Let the seller know that, paying in full. You don't have to worry about trying to get approved for a mortgage and all of that kind of stuff. You know, the deal is going to go through, you know, so much faster. You don't have to, you cut all that red tape. Imagine that. Being able to say, yeah, I'm going to do a wire transfer today for a $500,000. What's your offer? I can pay for it today. Don't worry about me having to look for a mortgage. I got the money. It's sitting in a bank. I want to cut the deal today. I can do a wire transfer. Go get you a cashier's check. Let's cut this deal right now. You see that confidence in my voice? Because that's what I do. And trust me, when you have that kind of money, when you're living that kind of lifestyle, you basically determine the price that you're really going to pay for anything because you are in control. Listen, this is Q, the cash gifting expert. I really invite you to this lifestyle of being economically sovereign. Take care.